Extremely Local News is sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank from Block Club Chicago. Jen Sabella joins us, and let's talk about an actual video store on North Milwaukee Avenue. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, Blockbuster used to be on Milwaukee Avenue in Wicker Park, and that was obviously long ago when there were Blockbusters, but it is back. Back to the video store is a pop-up and speakeasy in Wicker Park. They pay homage to the VHS rental era with these tapes on the wall. You can see new releases, but the tapes actually symbolize a cocktail you can get, that they have specialized cocktails that match up to movies. And then you can go on the rooftop and see some throwback movies. They have everything from Ferris Bueller's Day Off to The Hot Chick to Clueless and Weird Science. You can go in for $20 and get popcorn and a welcome drink. It's pretty cool in there. It's very retro theme. You won't be running videos and taking them home, but if you are too young to have experienced video stores, you can kind of get a sense of what they were like.
Fun. Open through September 30th, 1365 North Milwaukee Avenue. Let's talk about this Vietnamese coffee shop, and at least one celebrity chef loves this idea, right?
Yes, Fat Milk, which sounds delicious. It's a Vietnamese coffee shop that's coming to Uptown in October at 5018 North Broadway. A Chicagoan Lan Ho started her Vietnamese coffee business during the pandemic after being laid off, and it got a lot of attention. So she actually was tapped by Fox's Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars. It's kind of a cross between a cooking show and Shark Tank, where it's a food business style competition series. She didn't win, but she got a huge following after the show aired, and she launched a Kickstarter and was able to fund her own cafe. So she raised more than $25,000, and the cafe will be part of Asia on Argyle with a lot of Southeast Asian businesses up in Uptown. And people can try out this Vietnamese coffee, which typically is like a bold coffee served with condensed milk. It's really delicious. And there'll be a coffee bar where people can see how the Vietnamese coffee is made. They have a really great design and logos and merch. So it'll be more of a cool place to hang out up in Uptown. And her parents were actually refugees of the Vietnam War. So she's really trying to pay homage to her heritage with this new cafe.
Cool. Very cool story. Opening in late October, 5018 North Broadway. And finally, you guys at Block Club do a great job, and we need more local news sources. And now some kids are helping the cause, aren't they?
Yeah, I couldn't stop smiling while reading this story. There are kids up in Rogers Park. They started their own newspaper. It's called The Kidler. And the head of it is a 10th grader at Jones College Prep. And she lays out the paper, reports, and writes the articles. Her friend Renee does the illustrations. They sell out of their copies each month. They're about 50 cents, and they have subscribers who are, you know, from elected officials on the north side to librarians and people at the school. They say they're really plugged into local news. Actually, the creator of the paper followed the 48th Ward race when the aldermanic race was going on, and she was one of the candidates was like, wait, you're 15 years old. Your questions are tough. It's just really inspiring to see these kids caring about what's going on in their neighborhoods. And they hope that with this newspaper, other young people will be plugged into local news also. And I love to see it.
Yeah, we all do. Thanks, Jen. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob.